USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Tuesday that American households should expect to receive their $600 economic impact payments very soon. The government will begin sending out paper checks today. Americans with direct deposit information on file with the IRS should receive their money even quicker. Individuals earning more than $87,000 or married couples earning more than $174,000 are ineligible for payments. Luke Letlow, the newly elected member of Congress from Louisiana, died Tuesday night from complications related to COVID-19. A Shreveport doctor says Letlow was in critical condition but showed signs of improvement when he suffered a fatal heart attack. Senators in Argentina voted Wednesday to legalize abortion in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. President Alberto Fernandez has pledged to sign the bill into law. It's a major break from the rest of Latin America, a region known for its socially conservative views on abortion. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. 747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Another legal challenge to lockdown orders by state governors goes in favor of we the people. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
A federal appeals court blocked restrictions on the size of religious gatherings put in place by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in response to the pandemic. The Second Court of Appeals voted 3-0 to side with an Orthodox Jewish group as well as the Diocese of Brooklyn. The judge writing the restrictions strike at the very heart of the First Amendment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Colorado has confirmed the first known U.S. case of a new coronavirus strain that was first identified in the United Kingdom. The patient is a man in his 20s who is recovering in Elbert County outside of Denver, Colorado. It should be noted he has no travel history and no close contacts, and public health officials were conducting an investigation. Health experts in the United Kingdom and United States said the strain seems to infect more easily than others, but there is no evidence it is more deadly. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
When the stimulus checks finally hit your bank account, will it be $2,000 or $600? Former chief economist for the U.S. Trade Commission, Peter Morici, tells Fox News it will probably be the latter.
Well, I don't think we're going to get this $2,000. I think we're going to roll into the next Congress and into the Biden administration. I may be wrong. It certainly would be helpful. The stimulus that we have, $900 billion, is going to help at the micro level, at, you know, the transit systems and some state and local services and so forth. But it's not going to give us the lift we need. This additional money would help, and I'm kind of disappointed that the President and the Senate and the House can't come to a more reasonable conclusion. But this is where we are.
Mr. Morici says what he would like to see happen next.
My feeling is that we have neglected the unemployed in this whole episode, and when we come out of this, which will be the second half of this year, there are going to be a lot of people who are in the wrong places and with the wrong skills. After all, a lot of those sandwich shops are not going to reopen if folks only go to the office 2 or 3 days a week in Manhattan.
Right.
Those people need to be retrained, and in many cases, they need to be relocated, because I don't know that they're going to find opportunities, for example, in New York City, Chicago, Seattle, given the present state of political affairs in those cities. I mean, no one's going to be relocating any businesses into those places with dumpster fires and all the rest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.